Sin let out a tired breath as he left her to go to his bar and pour himself a drink of whiskey.
I have no idea. The last time I saw him was after Artemis had drained my powers and left me for dead. Zakhar helped free me from her net, but he didn't stay around long after that. He told me there was something he had to take care of, and then he vanished.
And you have no idea where he went?
He knocked back the drink with one gulp and poured another glassful. None. I've tried to summon him, call him, you name it, nothing, not a postcard or whisper for thousands of years. Part of me wonders if he's not dead.
If he is, where does that leave us?
Basically screwed over raw.
He tossed back another drink.
It was his blood we used to bind the Galu the last time, which means we need his blood to bind them again.
If you're twins, why can't we just use your blood to rebind them?
He offered her a drink, but she declined with a shake of her head. Sin put her glass away before he answered her question. I'm not a dreamwalker. Zakhar is. In dreams, he once battled the demon Asag, the genetic father that was used to create the Galu. During their fight, Zakhar absorbed some of the demon's powers. It's why he can stand against them alone, and I can't. He understands them and their weaknesses. It was through Zakhar that I was able to control and fight the demons.
Then how is it that Ishtar died by their hands?
This time he didn't bother with the glass. He drank straight from the bottle before he responded. Once I was negated and Zakhar had vanished, she was alone in the fight against them. I heard her crying out for help one night, and I rushed to her, even though I knew I didn't have the power to fight them.
He swallowed as pain filled his eyes.
It was too late. You have no idea what it feels like to hold your child in your arms and watch her die. To know that if you still had your powers, you could have saved her.
His look pierced her.
I could have forgiven Artemis what she did to me. It's the death of my daughter that I will never get over. If I ever have a chance to kill that bitch, believe me, I will take it. All consequences be damned.
A chill ran over her at his heartfelt words. Not that she blamed him. She'd seen the pain of Ishtar's death through his eyes, and she'd felt his horror and rage.
No father deserved that memory.
Swallowing the lump in her throat, she took a step forward. Sin,
don't touch me. I don't need comfort, especially not from the daughter of the woman who took everything from me.
Kat nodded. She understood that, and it made her ache for him. What happened to Ishtar's powers when she died?
He polished off the bottle with one last swig. Before she died, she transferred enough of them to me to keep the universe from unraveling. It's also why I can now fight the Galu and defeat them. After her death, the rest were released, which resulted in one hell of a volcanic eruption. Then Aphrodite entered our pantheon as the goddess of love and beauty to replace Ishtar, and it wasn't long after that that my pantheon was history. Literally.
Kat swallowed as she remembered the Greek gods talking about that. Aphrodite had used jealousy as a weapon to turn the Sumerians against one another, until they no longer trusted anyone near them. Kat's aunt had been insidious as a manipulator. It still amazed Kat how people who'd known one another for so long were so willing to listen to the lies of a newcomer. How willing they were to give in to such a negative emotion, to the point they would do anything to go after one another just to see their innocent enemy fall. In the end, they had all paid a steep price. But that was the past, and it wouldn't cure their current dilemma. What they needed was someone who could.